This is CliffCentral.com.
Fear's a powerful thing. I mean, it's got a lot of firepower. If you can figure out a way to wrestle that fear, to push you from behind rather than stand in front of you, that's very powerful. All in running.
Multiplying leadership. Moving society the millennial way.
You don't want to end up going after goals and dreams and neglect yourself.
Welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform with your host, Bongani Tau.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Lift off.
We see, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
Youth Leadership Platform. Welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform with your host, Bongani Tau. Again, today it promises to be yet another wonderful episode of the Youth Leadership Platform. Today we are speaking wielding influence, and we are joined by the wonderful, beautiful, and powerful Kim Jade. Born and partially raised in Zimbabwe. So she was born in Harare, moved to Bulawayo, but completed her university studies at Stellenbosch and has an honors in social work and psychology. Moved to Joburg, to pursue the hustler's dream. And she did a couple of auditions. Fast tracking, she is now the host of News-ish on MTV. She is one of four faces for Revlon. And there's some other exciting stuff as well that she's working on that she's going to tell us more about in the course of our discussion. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me, Bongani. I'm so excited.
Awesome. So, growing up in Harare,
yes.
What were some of your dreams and aspirations?
Well, I was born in Harare, but I actually grew up in Bulawayo, which is a small town, with my mom and my brothers. What are my aspirations? I always knew I wanted to work with people, and that's why I went into social work.
Sure.
Because I have a heart for children, especially.
Oh.
And working with women. So that's where social work came in. Because if you study psychology, you can't actually counsel anybody until you have your master's.
Oh, interesting.
Then you can register, and then you can be a counselor, a psychologist. But with social work, you start counseling from year one of your education, which is amazing. I think a part of me always wanted to be in entertainment.
Sure.
I used to practice standing in the mirror and be like, "Hi, I'm Kim." This is what my E! True Hollywood story is going to be like one day. But yeah, after I got my studies, I went to Cape Town and I pursued modeling there, and I was a full-time model and fashion blogger.
Hmm.
And that's kind of what brought me to Joburg.
So what inspired the blogging? But before we get into that, I want to get to know the family aspect of, you know, growing up in Bulawayo before even moving to Cape Town.
Yes.
What is your past? Let's start here with a little wild P trivia. Okay. What does your past smell like?
My past smells like probably rain.
Okay.
And outdoors.
Okay.
That's a really good question. I've never had that question before. It's a really good question. I have three brothers.
Sure.
And we all grew up together, and we were always outside. We were always riding our bicycles and building mud forts, and so very much outdoors.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like bicycle wheels turning and the cricket ball hitting the cricket bat and sometimes tears because like my brother hits me with his sword and then it's like, "Mom, no!" That's really what it sounds. Chaos.
And then what does it taste like?
Ooh. Guys, I'm the biggest foodie on earth, hey?
So
people need to know that about. I love food. Probably spaghetti bolognese.
Sure.
It's my favorite meal as a child, still is. And my mom would always make it for me. So, yeah. Spaghetti bolognese. But also sadza. You guys call it papia.
Yeah, sadza.
Yeah.
Actually,
Zimbabwe, it's called sadza.
Mm-hmm.
With braai.
Bride meat.
And tomato gravy and chumolia. Chumolia is kind of like spinach So it's a green leafy vegetable, and you fry it with tomatoes and onions, and you eat it with pap.
Interesting.
So good.
So you know a bit of Shona then?
Actually, I grew up in Bulawayo. So in Bulawayo, they speak Ndebele.
Okay.
So yeah, we do. We studied in Ndebele in school, but I moved on to French, and so that was more the focus.
What are some of you know the cuisine in Zimbabwe, obviously for cultural purposes, mm-hmm. is different from South Africa. What are some of the staple foods that I had there that you miss being in South Africa?
I honestly miss Sadza because I can't make it myself. I really need to learn. So if anybody out there wants to teach me how to make pap, guys, holla at me in the DMs. Because that's what I crave the most. At home, my granny was always making, so she would make her own rotis and we'd have curry. So that side of the family, the influence is very strong. Very similar to Cape Malay food. And I think I just mostly miss pap. That's what I need in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving to Johannesburg from Cape Town. So your love for fashion, what sparked that?
I grew up with a mom. My mom was a model when she was younger. Oh. In her early days, she was Miss Bulawayo. Shout out to moms.
Okay.
And
hey, now.
Yes. So even when I was in junior school, my mom used to travel the world for work. She would go to Paris and she would go to the UK and she would come back with these beautiful glossy magazines, Harper's Bazaar and Vogue. And I think that was my first taste of fashion.
Wow.
Because she would always dress up super glam and gorgeous. And I would read these magazines and look at her beautiful clothes. And then when I went to Cape Town and started modeling, it was my job, obviously, to get dolled up, to work with different local designers, dress up into these beautiful clothes for TV commercials and photo shoots. And so that's where I got my first real taste of it.
Okay.
And that's why I started my blog. That's what inspired me to start my blog. I wanted to create a platform, mm-hmm. where I could collaborate with makeup artists and hairstylists and local designers, mm-hmm. a place where we could all creatively create.
Sure.
Yes.
What's the name of the blog?
It's called Kim Jade Blog. Very easy.
and so with the blog over the years, what inspires your content? Has it changed over time?
Yeah, it has. I think it's expanded because it was strictly fashion, okay. how to wear certain trends. And also for me, it was about dressing on a budget. Because I wasn't earning a lot of money, mm-hmm. and I wanted to show girls that you could still be sexy and glamorous and amazing and not be wearing Louis Vuitton or Gucci. Yeah, I mean, all of us have that Ricky Rick budget. Like one day, goals, Ricky, goals. And so I just wanted to show girls how to wear trends at an affordable price. And that's how my blog started. And now it's evolved into more of a lifestyle and travel and fashion blog. I work with SA National Parks.
Oh.
And so I travel to the parks in your beautiful country and take pictures and tell people about my experiences. And yeah, that's how it's grown.
What are some of your treasured memories from, these travels and covering some of these brilliant and beautiful places?
I wish South Africans knew more about how incredible your parks are and so affordable. There's a place in Marakele, which we just got back from.
Okay.
You can camp there for 250 rand a night.
Interesting.
That costs nothing. You know, so often we're like, oh, we need to go to Bali. We need to go to Dubai. Yeah, they are the most incredible.
Places.
My most
sure.
special memory, I think, was in the Garden Route, mm-hmm. PE side.
Mm-hmm.
We hiked through a forest for about 45 minutes. And in the middle of the forest, it opened up to the most beautiful waterfall. And you could swim underneath the waterfall. And it was so, so beautiful. So special.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people see your posts on Instagram and can't help but wonder, who's this important? Oh, is there a man in your life?
No, I'm very single.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that deliberately by choice or?
I think you have to meet the right person. I haven't met the right person.
What would constitute the right person, Kim?
I think. Do you know when I was younger, it's like, oh, he must be hot. And I definitely had a type growing up. My type was definitely athletic, so he was sporty.
Okay.
And he was cute.
Okay.
Now I think my type is more someone that gets my job. My work demands a lot of me.
Okay.
I'm really, really busy.
Sure.
I travel more and more. And so to find a partner that both encourages it and supports it, that's what I would like.
So ideally.
Dear Santa. Also a guy that got his own stuff going on. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And from a character standpoint, speaking about values and things like that, what are some of the things that you look at and you admire in a person? More in this instance, more particularly in a guy.
In a guy?
Yeah.
I'm very old school and traditional.
Okay.
In my values with relationships and dating, being loyal, being honest, being trustworthy. I also look at drive and ambition because that's something that I'm very ambitious and I'm very driven.
Okay.
And I think I'd need a partner that's also on the same level. Like, you know, the Jay-Z and Beyonce where, you know, where you look at your man and you're like, oh, he's doing so much. I need to level up. You know, like that. You inspire each other exactly, to push and be better and grow. You feed off each other's
energy as completely. Well. Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. With the current state of fashion, or rather, let's speak about that. What do you think about fashion in South Africa currently?
It's an exciting, exciting time to be in the fashion industry right now.
Okay.
Because, first of all, a lot of international brands are showing interest here. So we actually get a lot more online fashion. Online buying is something that we're now picking up on. Mm-hmm. So it's these trends that we've always seen are now affordable. So you can just order online and buy. But also, so the African designers themselves are being put on the map. And look to, and we actually see international designers copying our ish, which is crazy.
Appropriation is all over. Yeah, yeah,
completely. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very exciting time. I mean, for the first time last year, we had plus size models on the runway.
Mm.
That's never been a thing, you know, and globally, the industry is moving towards opening up. You know, it's not just just like these stick thin girls that are tall and blonde and and hungry looking, you know. It's more, we want girls that look like us on the runway. We want girls with boobies and bums and, you know, curves and shorts and, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's because now we want to see ourselves both on TV and on the ramp. We want to see people we can relate to, you know? That's great.
Now, to focus more on why we're actually here today.
All right.
The Kim Jade brand.
Ooh.
What? Yes. What went into building the brand?
It was a slow and steady process.
Okay.
I first started seeing myself as a brand when I was modeling, which was a couple years ago. Okay. I graduated when I was 21. So about when I was 22.
Okay.
It's not like 6 years ago. Guys, I'm getting old. You know. So 6 years ago, the director of my agency spoke to us and he was like, you know, don't look at yourself as just a model.
Hmm.
Look at yourself as a brand
hmm.
and handle every job, every casting, every person you meet, every networking opportunity, represent yourself as such.
Hmm.
And so I actually started, a friend of mine was like, why don't you call yourself Kim Jade? Because my full name is Kimberly Jade Robinson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like, oh no, but Kim Jade is cute. It's cute and it's catchy and it separates you from, I don't know, the other Kims of the world. So I started going by Kim Jade. And then the blog grew and everybody started knowing me as Kim Jade. I'm very careful with the brands that I align myself with.
Okay.
Very, very specific, especially now that my following is growing and my name is growing. Even with Revlon, it was something that I sat down with my management and I was like, okay, cool. Are they going to let me be me? Are they going to let me post authentic content? Because that's so important. The only reason that I got my job at MTV Base is because they saw me on Instagram. And because of my followers.
Take us through that journey before we actually get into the stuff that you're working on now.
Well, I was still in Cape Town. I was still blogging. And I hired a PR company here. And I was like, I want you to get me invitations to every single event that I need to be at.
Okay.
So I would fly up 3 times a month just to attend events, GQ style events, fashion week, you know, anything that would get me in that space because I said people needed to get to know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And from Cape Town, you know, it was much more difficult to break into the Joburg scene. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Joburg scene to be.
Because this is where, quite frankly, this is where the money's at. This is where clients pay you the most. This is where you have a diverse amount of opportunity.
Interesting.
So I was like, yeah, no, Joburg has to be it. Started coming up here more and more. And I popped up on the radar of the talent manager for Viacom.
Sure.
So Viacom is the big umbrella that owns BET, Nickelodeon, MTV, and MTV Base.
Mm-hmm.
She saw me on Instagram and DM'd me. And she's like, can I call you? I was like, okay, cool. She calls me and she says, are you interested in DB? I was like, yes, why? She says, would you like to come in for a screen test?
Sure.
For our show Newsish. And I was like, okay, I'm so down. I'm there yesterday. I'm there. So I went in, did the screen test, and they called the next day. They're like, we love you. You got the job.
Hmm.
the power of social media. Do not underestimate it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. What was it like for you getting this gig? And you know, you've worked so hard for so many years. Like a lot of people get to only see the you reaping the rewards.
Completely.
But you had been working. I mean, what you've been posting, how you've been posting it, and all the different things that you've been doing leading up to that moment where it looks like it was just a simple DM and a call.
Totally.
But it was a build up to that.
Completely. So when I first started modeling, I obviously had my degree and I was like, okay, I'm going to model. My parents were like, are you crazy? What do you mean you're going to model? There's no guaranteed income.
Sure.
You go for a casting, you shoot the job, and the client is 3 months to pay.
Mm, mm.
3 months. Mm. So in that time, I was doing everything from promos to waitressing. I was on the highway handing out flyers.
Wow.
It was like the hustle was really real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like you said, you don't see all that stuff on social media. You want to portray a certain image. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of how, and when I finally got the call, it was just like ugly cry. Oh my God, I can't believe it. And I still, honest to God, wake up every single day and can't believe that this is my job and this is my life. I get to go on TV and I meet the most incredible people. Oh my word. Like, I'm interviewing Afrojack. I'm talking to Dynamo. I'm flying to LA to interview Charlize Theron.
Sheesh.
It's the most crazy, incredible opportunity.
Sure, sure.
So if you're ready to work, I think that's the main thing they notice at Channel.
Mm.
It's like, okay, this girl puts in work. Let's give her the chance. And they took a chance on me and I'm so grateful that they did.
So now that, you know, but wasn't it, to backtrack a bit,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it a pain in the ass to pay that particular PR agency?
I love
to,
that you can say ass on this station. That's
yeah, well,
so great.
Democratizing yes. how we have conversations in South Africa. We're known
totally.
For that, innovators. To pay them, like, could you afford them at the time?
It was so hard, man.
Yeah,
it was really hard because the retainer, they work on retainer, so 4,000 rand a month to have them on retainer.
Sheesh.
And on top of that, I'm paying for my own airfare up and down Cape Town, Joburg.
Sheesh.
Cape Town, Joburg, Cape Town, Joburg. And then when I decided I wanted to come to Joburg and pursue TV, I left I had my own home, everything. I was living on my own. It was super great. And I had to literally pack up everything and move into like a cottage here at my parents' house, which was crap because you're used to being completely independent,
sure, sure.
coming and going as you please.
Sure.
And I love my space.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to live off savings because I wasn't working. I was auditioning and not getting jobs. And then MTV came along. Yeah.
Now, having been discovered, for lack of a better word, and being in the space, and you know, people have a certain perception of you, you know.
Oh, what is that perception?
I wouldn't know.
I would love to know.
We'd have to ask the people then.
Sure. Okay.
because of how you put yourself out there and the content that you put up. What goes into curating content? Now, personally for you, what are some of the things that you consider and, you know, messages that you try and push with your brand in terms of curating content for your digital platforms?
Great question. Obviously, I started as a model and fashionista.
Okay.
So fashion and creating cool looks, that's what I put out there.
Okay.
My thing is that the best advice I've always given to people is like, create content you would want to see. Create content you would double click on.
Oh,
you would want to
okay.
follow.
Yes, yes.
You know, because if you look at it and it's like, it's okay. Why would anybody else? Why would anyone engage? Why would they interact? Why would they follow you to want to see more? So that's what I try to do. I follow a lot of international bloggers, models, fashion pages, because I want to see what they're doing. It's so easy to look at the people in your circle, in your country, in your city that are doing something and create something like them. But then what makes you different?
Ah, yes.
Then you're just another, you know.
One of those.
Why?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Create cool content and look outside of your sphere. I follow a ton of different pages that I would never necessarily wear that, but it opens your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Try different things. Mm-hmm. I play around a lot with my style. Sometimes I'm very street, you know, urban, hip hop vibes. Sometimes I'm very glam and girly. Mix it up because that's the great thing about fashion.
What message would you say dominates what you put out and why you put it out?
Love yourself.
Okay.
Love yourself. My three favorite hashtags: dream big, work hard, stay humble.
Mm.
From the beginning, that's what it is. Dream big, work hard, stay humble.
With in terms of values now, personally, what are your three fundamental values that, you know, with these ones, you do not compromise?
Stay true to myself.
Okay.
If my gut
so
is no.
So authenticity.
Completely.
And to your identity.
And be unapologetic about it.
Okay.
Because if it feels wrong in your gut, don't do it.
Okay.
It could be the highest paying job. It could be, and I think with that, you can't go wrong. So
sure,
even if
sure.
you meet someone, oh, he's super cute, but there's something in you that's like, mm-mm, this one, mm-mm.
Mm.
Go with it. Go with your gut. And I think work hard and be nice to everybody.
Okay.
I try to do that. Everybody I meet, I put a smile on my face and I'm like, hi, how are you doing? I genuinely try and engage because more people need to be nice. Why, what happened to that? What happened to, let's be nice to each other.
It's funny you should speak of that because
in a
lot of instances, you DM people on Instagram and like genuinely so mm-hmm. because perhaps you want to have an interview like mm-hmm. this on your platform.
Sure.
And either ignore or they'll tell you stuff or just tell you off in a way that you're like, but you didn't have to be this crude, mm-hmm. you know? You could gently say, I declined the offer.
You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I agree. I think my take with DMs, though, is it's harder.
Okay.
Because
you have to be apprehensive.
There's a level of professionalism,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Especially if it's a work thing.
Sure.
If you want to work with me, all you have to do is read my bio and it says email at... There's also an email button, so click on emails.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure,
DMing,
sure.
I think personally, if you're a professional out there trying to reach out to another professional, if you can email. It already sets the tone for the professionalism. You know what I mean? It shows that you took the time to actually read their bio, find the correct information, and then reach out. You know what I mean?
So when you look at brands now moving to some of the things that you are busy with, what are some of the things that you look at in a brand, you know, that you feel, okay, if they're doing this, if their mannerisms are like that, if they portray this certain message, I am just not going to align my brand with them.
Yeah. I think it's not focusing on what they do that's negative, what they do that's positive. What is their messaging? What is, if I was just a normal person on the street looking at this person's Instagram or looking at this person's ad or their product, what would I think?
Sure.
Genuinely.
Sure.
Is it great? How is the product? Is it a great product? Can you use it? You know, can you relate to it? That's probably it. Also, you try to do your research. If you as a brand are going to align with another brand, you need to know, like, was there any hectic scandal at H&M? Like, was there anything in the past that maybe...
Spicy much?
Maybe. No, but truthful.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to
be
smart. Like, you don't want to align yourself with a brand that's done something that's hurtful to your fans, your followers, that could offend people that you know, you respect and you need their support. I'm only where I am because of my followers. Truly. If I didn't have the following that I have and the incredible people that interact with me every single day, I would not have any of the jobs that I have. So I have so much respect for the people that I'm following and the content I'm creating.
Sure,
because they make me who I am.
So a sense of loyalty to your followers as well.
Loyalty and respect.
Sure.
1,000%.
Now, how did it come about that you were selected as one of four women to represent this massive brand?
Just you saying it, I have goosebumps.
So let's start it. How does it feel to be... Okay, how did it come about?
How did it come about?
How does it feel? And then we'll continue from there.
I'm going to try to tell the story without crying. Okay, so it came about last year. I received a DM from Gray Advertising in New York.
Oh.
Gray Advertising email DM'd me. And they said, we would like your email address because we'd like to reach out to you. And that's all they said. Gave them my email address. They said, we'd like to know if you worked with any cosmetics brand in the past.
Sure.
No. They said, we need to send you an NDA, which is a non-disclosure.
Yeah.
Because they can't, any information they tell you, you have to keep confidential.
Sure.
And so I did sign the NDA. They emailed back to say, okay, our Joburg offices are going to be in touch with you. And it goes from there. I was like, okay, very chilled, very suspicious. They didn't say anything.
Yes.
I had no clue. And they eventually emailed back to say, look, we have a client, Revlon South Africa. We are in the process of interviewing women in SA to possibly be representatives of the brand. The contract with Queen Bee was coming to an end.
Okay.
And they were looking for four fresh faces.
Hmm.
That I was like, that's how it started. And I was like, oh, four fresh my faces. I knew they would be looking at the biggest and best women in the country that are in the entertainment industry.
Sure.
I didn't know who. And right up until the very end, we didn't know who the other girls were.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a hectic interview process. Apparently, they had been following us for over a year before they even reached out. So monitoring every tweet, every Instagram post, watching our Insta stories. Like, that's how hectic they had been. So before they even selected us, they had been watching us. As far as I know, there were more than 20 different people that they looked at.
Mm-hmm.
They shortlisted it to six.
Mm-hmm.
And from the six, they chose final four. Bointley, Michelle, Lutlove, and myself.
Sure. And Kim
Look Jade. At God. Look at God.
All those years of modeling and it's promoting crazy and
when I was modeling, I was always going for these castings. Castings to be the face of for whatever beauty product. And sure, I never ever was selected. And I was like, am I not pretty enough? Like, what's the deal? It was my dream. Do you know that, honestly, as a model, my dream job was to do the Clicks magazine. You know, the little magazine that's in the stores?
Okay.
They always put a pretty girl on the cover.
Sure.
And they put makeup on her, and, like, she looks so lovely. That was my dream. I was like, that's my dream job.
And then God was like, no.
God was like, no, I'll do you one better.
Not now. Not now.
I'll do you one better.
Hmm.
And yeah, so not only to be one of these four incredibly diverse, intelligent women.
Whew.
Intelligent. Because, yes, they're beautiful. Cool.
Yes,
it's a cosmetics
yes.
brand. But these women are smart.
Sure.
And they are driven.
Sure.
And they are talented.
Sure.
So to be one of the four, oof. And to be the first Zimbabwean face of Revlon, which is quite amazing.
Interesting. Now, where were you when they broke this down to you?
I was at home with my mom.
When they called you?
I was at home with my mom. And I cried. I was crying. Aww. And she's like, what's wrong? Like, she thinks someone's died or something. My child, what's wrong? What's wrong? Then I told her and she was ugly crying. And then I was ugly crying. And it was a great moment. It was really hard because for a couple of months, we couldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to not be able to call your friend and be like, oh my God.
I just got this deal. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now, how has it defined, you know, now what you put out there? So now, there's this whole conversation about influencers and what does it mean to you? Firstly, I think let's start there.
What does it mean to me to be an influencer?
Sure.
I think it means that you have a voice, a strong voice and a strong opinion about what you think, be it fashion, food, music, movies. You have a voice and people listen to that voice.
And then with in terms of now defining it in terms of engagement and responses, and you know, all these different antics and nuances that go into, say, for instance, if I was a brand and I wanted to work with Kim Jade, you know, I'd have to look at some of these things.
Sure.
How would you define it from that point?
It's evolving and changing.
Okay.
Because 2 years ago, brands would look at how many followers do you have? And then people started buying followers and they're like, okay, now we need to reevaluate. So now it's gone from, I mean, I speak to a lot of big
Do you think
clients.
That was fair? Sorry to...
Do I think it's fair?
That they looked at...
Look, to be fair, they want to reach a certain amount of people.
Okay.
They want to be able to see this amount of people saw my picture, saw my product, saw my whatever. But if it's not an organic following, what's the point?
Exactly, exactly.
If it's a million robotic whatevers following your account, it's pointless. So a lot of brands have actually woken up to that. Now they look at interaction.
Okay.
I know massive brands that will choose to book a girl with 3,000 followers as opposed to a girl with 300,000 followers because they have consistent engagement and interaction.
Okay.
Are people commenting? Are they having a discussion? So not only it's, oh, hot picture. It's, that's a beautiful photo. Where did you get your shoes from? I love your shoes. Where can I? And then the shoes brand is like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yes,
that's what they want. They want people talking about their brand, asking where to get it, which stores is it available, what's the price point. So that is more important than a million likes.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
It's smart. It just makes sense.
Interesting. And impressions and, and all these, those different things come into play.
Completely.
Wow.
It's a lot. I know it's a lot of information and it's very intimidating.
Yes.
Especially being a newbie. And it's funny because you're like, these people that, I want to be an influencer. It's not how we got into it. I think a lot of the people with big followings, incredible followings, you look at people like Trevor Stierman, you know, they didn't get into it to be an influencer.
Sure.
They became an influencer
by virtue of what
by virtue of being a creative,
sure,
creating incredible content and doing it because they love it,
for
the passion of it, the influencing, the influencer status and the money and the jobs that came with it, you know.
So you feel that people that really would want to be a Kim Jade of sorts in terms of wielding influence to get them into, you know, the opportunities that you've been able to have and enjoy, need to find something and stick to that and create authentic and unique content
around that. Be known for one thing. Like, that's your thing. And then from there, it can evolve.
Yeah.
I know I see a lot of people on social media. They try to do a lot.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. So one second you're doing food. The next second you're doing fashion. The next second you're in the club drinking. Like, there needs to, when brands look at your feed, they need to be like, she's this girl.
There's consistency.
She's the sporty girl. She's the healthy girl. Mm. She's the about that popping bottles, fabulous lifestyle girl. Mm. She's about fashion. She's about, there needs to be a clear messaging. So if you look at your feed and there's no consistent messaging or consistent factor, you need to maybe reevaluate what you're doing.
And what would you say is your consistent messaging?
I think I'm a fashion and lifestyle brand.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you deliberately choose this? I mean, outside of your love for fashion, do you think that with all the different like categories, because when you think about sports, already you can think about Sbahle. There's quite a it's a niche. It's a niche market. So do you think it's more lucrative to be like a person that creates content for fashion and lifestyle than it is for all these different other industries? Or it differs from...
No, I think there's a lot of people doing exactly what you're doing. There's a lot of people trying to get into the sports scene. There's a lot of people... I think fashion is the most competitive.
Okay.
Because there are so many people
doing...
It's not lucrative at all. There's a million billion fashion bloggers.
Sure.
But what makes you different is that you want to be unique. And you want to be stay true to you. And if you're weird and crazy, be weird and crazy. I love that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
People can genuinely, followers are smart. They're smart and they can pick up on authenticity. Like, this chick is the real deal. This chick is a wannabe. You know?
Do you think, looking at, you know, the current state of how we interact on social media and stuff, that there's this consistent make-belief society that we've created through Instagram, where
completely.
People are posing in front of Ferraris, and it's always like champagne, darling. but when you look at into the person's life, you know that they don't drive that kind of car. You know they don't live in you know the
The
places that they.
Heard a really unfortunate statistic is that the rate of suicide of the people aged between 16 and 25. Has more than tripled in the past 3 years due to social media.
Shucks.
People are literally killing themselves.
Shucks.
Because they cannot maintain a standard that they see on social media, which is not real. Like, even my social media, I'll keep it 100.
Sure.
That's not my life 24/7.
Sure.
What I share on social media is an aspect of my life. 1,000%. It really does happen. I really do meet those people. I really do wear these clothes. I really do travel. But there are parts that you choose to keep private just for your own sanity. I mean, you won't see pictures of my family on social media.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, there's things you want to keep private. But that actually is my life. There are a lot of people that go out of their way to try and act like this is the lifestyle that they're leading. And it's not true. It's all pretend. And... for me, that must be bloody exhausting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how hard?
I can imagine.
How hard must it be for...
How do you keep up with yourself?
If that's not really your life,
sure.
If you're just a student trying to study, but you want to make it look like you're popping bottles and flying to Dubai and doing all these things, like, how do you... If you genuinely don't have the money, do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard. And it's sad because there are kids out there that don't come from affluent backgrounds. I mean, I didn't... My parents didn't support me. As soon as I was done with uni, I was out there hustling and paying for myself. And I posted maybe a few weeks ago. It's the first bottle of champagne I've ever bought for myself. It was a few weeks ago.
Wow.
I'm 28 this year.
Sure.
So this was, I've never been the girl that posts, oh, popping bottle, because that's not me. That's not my life. You know, it's just stay true to you, because stay in your lane. You know what I mean?
In our conversation earlier, you spoke about some of the things that you're working on now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of which you interviewed Dynamo for. Yes. What's happening there?
So I have new content that's going to be living on MTV and on obviously all the digital platforms. It's called The DM, which is so exciting because we gave birth to this concept last year,
What does
October.
DM stand for?
The DM goes down.
Okay, you know, that DM.
That DM. It's called, The DM. And what it is, it's my space to be able to chat to whoever I want about whatever I want.
Oh.
So there's like no limits, which is really, really great.
Interesting.
My very first guest that has it's gone public now, it went live today, is Dynamo the Magician. He was
here. Is he in Joburg already?
I don't know if he's in Joburg, but we shot it when he was here.
Oh, okay.
So we shot the content a while ago, waiting for, okay, he's coming back. This weekend is his show. And so we're going to air it just before he goes on stage.
And you obviously have tickets to go and watch him live.
I do. I'm going. I'm going with my family.
Okay.
The poll is really interesting. They're called polls. If it's a 2-minute or 3-minute clip, it's called a poll. And it lives on channel. And as opposed to doing the, talk to me about magic. Talk to me about tricks. What inspired you to get into this? I was like, F that. We're going to flip it on his head. He came into studio. He's like, I didn't tell him what was going on. I was like, cool. This is going to be a speed date. You're going to tell me brunettes or blondes. Perfect date. Should shag or marry?
Shoot.
Like, so it's really fun and it's really interactive. Shoot. And I think it's going to be a great space because I bring in my friends.
Okay.
I bring in the average Joe and we get in our celebrities as well. So it's really, I hope you guys like it.
Interesting. I'm definitely going to be on the lookout for it and going to watch it. So part of your brand, I guess, moving forward is that content creation side is manifesting itself even more because obviously starting out as a blogger, that's when, you know, you started harnessing that and honing on that and thinking about ideas.
Yeah.
But now with this opportunity and being in that company,
you're
able now to harness
it's
it more.
It's so great because you always, I think I've always been a creative person. I was always big into arts in school. I was painting and drawing cartoons and characters. So arts, the artistic creative side has always been in me.
Sure.
And now I get to elevate it from writing and it be, you know, something static to creating something that is real and has real people and has all this incredible animation and graphics.
Sure.
Where other people can engage and hopefully get to know me a little bit better.
Okay.
It's super exciting. It's only the beginning, guys. It's only the beginning.
What is your true north?
What do you mean?
Like, What's your purpose in life?
My purpose.
What's your why?
I think it's always been a love of people.
Okay.
And in what I do, I don't sit in front of a desk 9 to 5. I get to interact with people all day, every day. And if I'm blogging, I'm out there in the bush with the game rangers. If I'm in MTV, I'm working with my crew.
Sure.
Today we shot with Something Soweto. And he's
okay.
Just the most amazing human. To just surrounded by people always and to hopefully be somebody that is brings a positive energy and a good light and good vibes wherever I go and make someone stay a little bit better.
So would you say you do you for a living?
No, that's great. I could totally do me for a living. It's a great way to put it. Okay. That's my bio now. And do me. Flicks hair emoji.
Tag me there.
Totally.
At code by.
Yes.
Credits.
Noted.
It's crazy how a lot of people are very attached to that.
To crediting?
Yeah. But I mean, everyone wants to make it. Everyone wants to be somebody. Everyone wants to be out there and be seen. And I mean, if Kim Jade with those many followers credits you on something.
Totally. Down. I'm down. I'm always down. I'm also for crediting photographers. I'm so that person.
Okay.
If you're going to take a picture of me, I'm going to credit you.
Oh, really?
Totally.
Because, you see, the thing is, with a lot of influencers, and I've seen with a lot of photographer friends that share stories with me, that you take this amazing photo of them, and they just put it out there, and it's like...
You know why? You know what I heard? A lot of influencers that have their own photographer, they won't credit them because they don't want other influencers stealing their photographer.
Ah.
It's a very real thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never necessarily looked at it that way.
Also, some actually just are rude and they don't care, so they won't credit. But
and it's crazy to come from a place where you come from, and then you get to this place where now you start treating people in a sense where we start questioning if, was it your character to be a people's person?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you acting out of character now?
I get that a lot. Like, is it real? Are you really this nice? Are you really this happy?
Or are you just putting up a front?
Is this fake?
Are you genuinely a genuine person?
Genuinely. Okay. This is me all day, every day.
Awesome.
And I'm a morning person. So I'm like, first thing in the morning. I'm like, morning guys. Hi team. Like, I walk into the office 9 in the morning. Morning everybody. How's it been doing? They're like, oh, Kim, stop.
She's, yeah, yes.
Fuck.
Come to think of it, what are the three principles that, you know, guide you in every decision that you make and that you live by?
I think we touched on this already by staying authentic to who you are.
Okay.
Like, be as genuine as possible,
mm-hmm.
treat everyone with kindness and respect, and work hard. That guides me in pretty much everything, to be honest.
Authentic leadership? What does that mean to you?
I don't think... People get confused with the term leader.
Okay.
They think leader, they think dictator. I genuinely am one of those. It's like, you lead by example.
Sure.
So if there are young girls out there looking to me as a role model, because I think a role model is a leader in a kind of way.
Sure.
Just like, do as you wish others would do. You know, there are a lot of leaders that will come into the office and be like, where's your work? No, what's done? What's it? At 12 o'clock, they're clocking out and they're done for the day.
Sure.
You know? Whereas you get those bosses that you will see are in the office before you and leave after you.
That's the kind of leader you respect
because you're like, yo, this guy's grafting harder than I do. That's why he's in the position he's in. You feel me? Yeah.
Are you happy?
So happy.
You're happy?
Yeah.
When did you come to a realization that actually?
When I stopped worrying about bills as much as I did. I was really living from hand to mouth for the longest time. I've never been able to save money because I've never had extra money to be able to save.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe last year-ish, I finally found my feet. I'd been consistently booking jobs. I'd consistently working. And then I was able to relax a little bit. And then I was like, okay. Because I'm happy every day. But I always will. I used to always have an extra level of stress and worry in the back of my mind. Like, am I going to be able to pay rent? Because MTV, I wasn't on retainer. They paid me per episode.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And then at the end of the month, rent is this much and you're making and this, like, much.
Sure. And it was stressful. It doesn't balance.
Yeah.
And there you are. You need to consistently deliver.
Yeah.
You need to consistently...
prove yourself.
Exactly.
You have to prove. I mean, I'm a newbie in the TV industry.
Sure.
MTV is my first job on TV. I didn't study journalism. I didn't study media and entertainment. I learned on the job. So I feel like I'm always proving myself there.
So now, looking at the 19-year-old Kim, what would you say to her to speed up the process of her getting from not necessarily being happy to this happy Kim sitting right next to me?
I don't think there's anything that could have speeded it up. I think the journey you go through prepares you for what's coming.
Mm.
So I think I struggled for a long time financially as a model, as a freelancer, as an entrepreneur, because God was teaching me how to, first of all, appreciate money.
Okay.
And second of all, respect it. Because from now on, I plan on making a lot of money. And I respect and appreciate every cent. I'm so Jewish with my money. I'm like, okay, I count every penny. I'm that person. I'm still the person in Pick and Pay looking, okay, what's the best price? Okay, there's literally R2 difference between this tin of tomatoes and that tin of tomatoes, but that R2 adds up. I'm that person.
Sure.
I think, yeah, everything you've been through prepares you for what's coming, and I wouldn't have changed or advised myself any different.
You know, you look at this person on Instagram and you think, what is she like in person? Because right now it's only a perception of the real person. And to be in studio right now and having this conversation, you know, it's given me, I guess, a sense of respect and appreciation for you and your brand and basically your ambitions and what you're trying to achieve. With that said, with a lot of the young women that listen to the show, what would you want them to take away from this conversation?
First of all, thank you. That compliment is so beautiful and it's so genuine. And I take that to heart. Thank you. What would I tell the young woman listening to this show right now? The conservative country that we grew up in, Zimbabwe and South Africa alike, has traditional roles that they try to assign to women and positions in life that they try and put us in. She's just a woman. Oh, she's just a woman of color.
Mm.
Oh, she's just pretty.
Mm.
Oh, there's no way that there's anything behind that. You know, our society tries to put us in a box, in a lower position. It teaches us to not stand up and speak up because that may come across as rude or disrespectful. We get taught to accept a lesser paycheck, to accept being treated a certain way. Mm. And I think now all of that is changing. I think to the woman that's listening, just stop being afraid. Stop being afraid of the voice inside of you that tells you this is the job you want. Go get it.
Mm.
That tells you this is the man you want. Go get it. That tells you, actually, this relationship is BS. I'm not going to let nobody raise hands to me.
Sure.
Get the F out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been taught, be a lady. Be a lady. A lady would never behave like that. Mm. A lady would never. Nah. I think you can still be a lady and have a voice and have a mind and speak out, you know, and go after what you want and don't tolerate nonsense, you know. So just like stop being afraid and just do it. Do it and take the consequences that come with it and let that give you peace, knowing in your heart that, yo, I'm doing what feels right to me and what's good in my gut and my heart, you know. I think God blesses people that do that.
Mm.
You get out of that terrible relationship, God's going to bless you with a good man.
Sure.
Or make you stronger to be enough man for yourself.
Wow.
You know?
Yes, yes.
You want to do that dream job that sounds crazy to everyone in your friends and family, which is what I did. I was broke for a very long time. And now God is blessing me.
Mm.
You know? Don't be afraid. Just do it. And that goes to the guys too. Like, hello. Totally.
Do the damn thing.
Yeah,
how do people stay in touch with
Kim Jade? Stay in touch with me, guys. Story. Talk to me. Love you guys. So my Twitter is Kim Jade Blog, KimJayde, and then blog. And my Instagram is Kim Jade. My Facebook is Kim Jade. My website is KimJade.com. My YouTube is Kim Jade. Like, guys, I'm just everywhere. You can't escape me.
No, awesome.
Also, I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. This was such a great conversation. It was so stimulating. It was really exciting. You know.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for coming to the Youth Leadership Platform. And I think a lot of people are going to learn a lot. I mean, we only bring the cream of the crop.
Ooh, I'm the cream. Thank you. I'll take it. Obongani, you're amazing. And I think, you know, your followers and your listeners are really blessed to have someone like you to bring in different people from different walks of life to hopefully inspire them. So thank you for having me.
I will leave it at that and not say anything. Woo! Thank you. So at Simply Bongani across all social media platforms, at YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram, Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. Follow the conversation. Tell us who you want on the show next, what topics you want us to discuss next from the Youth Leadership Platform team. And this week, stay well. And God bless.
Yes. This is CliffCentral.com.